Citoyens et citoyennes, citizens, male and female, nous vous encouragez par votre présence dans cette belle salle au cœur de New York. Je vous parlerai en anglais parce que c'est quand même la langue la plus répandue dans cette région du monde. Mais réjouissons-nous que dans toutes les langues, dans 35 langues, le petit livre dans lequel j'ai essayé d'appeler les citoyens à se mobiliser pour les causes qui nous sont chères, ce petit a été distribué très largement. Cette session du tribunal Russell, merveilleusement introduite par mon vieil ami Pierre Galland, mais merveilleusement encouragé par ce que vient de nous dire le maire de Genève, it is a very special session. We are meeting at a time when the General Assembly of the United Nations is meeting in this city and is able to try to bring forward a better knowledge everywhere of the basic human principles and international law. We are privileged, you are all privileged, to live in a world that for over 60 years now has a United Nations where the basic principles are there. And that is a great thing for all of us. We can base our work on that and say, let us go forward. On the question of Palestine, it is not necessary to dwell. You all know how this unfortunate population has been abused and over-abused for the past 60 years, and with nobody to really be there to help it achieve at last the statehood that it deserves. What we want to do here today and tomorrow and the day after is to make clear that not only the government of the United States, but the United Nations as a whole has not been able to do more than to draft resolutions, to say what should be done, and to do nothing that it can actually be done. We want to put a new impulse on the media particularly, and on all of you, each one of you, you can all help, so that this impossible situation and that this impunity that is reached to Israel, not only by the United Nations, but by the United States, should find an end. If we achieve some progress in that, thanks to you, thanks to your being there listening to us, then the day would have been worth living. Thank you.